Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we heard wisdom sternly warn the negligent, the reckless, and the defiant. If only they would listen to her. Wisdom had offered to pour out on them her spirit of understanding and knowledge. Today, we hear how they responded. Proverbs 1, verses 24 to 25, reading from the ESV. Because I've called you and you refused to listen, have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded. Because you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof. For the consequences which will follow, verses 26 to 27, four reasons are given here, verses 24 to 25. First, wisdom has called out, cried out to warn. God is patient, slow to anger, quick to be merciful, but the warnings have kept being disregarded. Those who want to be enticed into wrongdoing have become recklessly stupid and even mock wisdom. Thinking themselves wise, they have brushed aside wisdom's warnings. Secondly, not only has wisdom called out with her voice, but she has also reached out her hand. Yet, these are rebellious people, insistent on their own way, however destructive their choices. They are obtuse, inattentive, and closed-minded. The hand stretched out to appeal, beckon, and plead will become a hand stretched out to reprimand, punish, and discipline. Thirdly, ignoring wisdom's God-given authority leads to actively rebelling against it. To reject wisdom is to fight against the structures and orders which God has instituted. What God has set in place as protection and guidance become hated as restraints and obstacles. It's easy to listen to tempting and enticing voices, to liars who flatter egos, soothe concerns, and misdirect choices. It's difficult to pay attention to warnings. Falsehood can often be much more palatable than truth. But to refuse to honor God's purpose, to refuse to understand and be guided by it, is to self-destruct. Fourthly, the further along the path of wrongdoing, the more painful and difficult it becomes to listen to reprimands. Wisdom had promised those who would listen to a rebuke that they would be restored and blessed, but they would have nothing to do with it. To be defiant towards wisdom is to surrender to stupidity, but to be guided by wisdom is to firmly reject wrongdoing. As the wise father had warned his immature son, it requires honoring God to begin learning whom and what to trust. It's this learning which wisdom had been offering. Wisdom's gracious and generous offer has been ignored or rejected. The inevitable consequences are explained in Proverbs 1, verses 26 to 27. We'll study that next time. Let's pray. Lord God, how dangerously easy it can be to distrust your goodness and truth, to find your commands inconvenient. Help us to be humble, trustful, and open to you, and utterly unyielding to that which is not of you. Thank you for your wisdom, which teaches us to know the difference. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.